Listening to the Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I'm going to put bookends on the Venezuela developments. Venezuelan gangs pillaging, robbing, raping, taking over the country. Just at least 15 states I've got in the news, just absolutely running around like Tasmanian devils. They said they were coming here to do this, and they're doing it. They're like Viking raiders or something, or pillaging. And then I'm going to get into the big stack. Thought we should do a little bit of current news with the mass shooting and the same MO as all of these other cases. It makes a very interesting picture for you. Not hard to predict there'd be a mass shooting right before the debate. So Kamala can put out all her fake news, and now we see it coming into view. I knew they'd have some fake talking point. You will hear Tuesday night during the debate with Kamala and Trump. She'll go, how dare you, and whatever new fake voice she's got. How dare your VP say that mass shootings are just a way of life, just a fact of life, which she didn't say. It's the new all Mexicans are criminal thing. Not true, never said anything like it. They don't care. They still say it. Doesn't matter if even Snopes says it's fake news. They don't care. Just like I went and peed on kids' graves. Totally, no, nobody peed on them, but it doesn't matter. It just sounds good. Because, you know, well, I mean, certainly the New York Times wouldn't lie about that. So, I suppose they didn't say I had like a jackhammer or something destroying them, or, you know, Jones dug up children's bodies or something. I mean, just the sky's the limit. And instead of stopping after they've been caught lying, they just double down. So that's coming up. But let's go through some of these clips. This one I went to get 2 days ago. All these others are new. This is what the Aurora police, and people are being thrown out of their apartments by armed gangs, and they say, listen, they can be wanted for murder. You know, I attempted murder. I let them go because this is a sanctuary city. And I remember Arde Saveda, the awesome police chief for many years, on my show saying, well, if illegal aliens, you know, migrants get caught committing a small crime, we don't arrest them because we want them to still come report to us other crime. Well, now it's attempted murder or extortion or kidnapping or commandeering buildings, hijacking structures. Piracy is what it is. Really, that's the word I'm looking for. The piratical behavior of the Venezuelans is they're up here engaged in pirate behavior. And the Democrats have given them a letter of marque to basically legally feed on us, and they'll just say it doesn't exist, like everything else. So here's the cop telling folks in the hallway how the cow ate the cabbage.
We'll grab this information and see what we can do, but this, you know, like I said,
can you please collect the information?
He said that he's already, he already said that he went to...
Okay, hold on, let's back up a little bit. First off, we're a sanctuary city. Even if he is legal here, we cannot call ICE.
Okay, but you still have to report that, right?
No, we don't, because it's a sanctuary city. We do not report illegal, undocumented.
So you're going to let a person who went to prison, he committed a crime in America, who's illegal right now, you're going to let him go free right now to this elevator?
That's exactly what I'm saying, because we're a sanctuary city. I've arrested a double homicide suspect in this city before and let him walk out the door because we're a sanctuary city. We're not going to call ICE to come pick him up and deport him.
He came to pick up $320,000 from him or mine, grandmother and grandfather, and he's walking away freely right now, right? That's
that,
what
sir.
I'm understanding right now.
I understand that, but you're asking me to call ICE or the...
I'm not asking you to call ICE. We're just asking
no,
you to take
I'm
seriously
just,
that
I'm
he's
just,
trying to repeat offend when he's already illegal.
He flew
repeating
from
what
New
he's
York.
Already been doing.
He said, I'm in Chinatown in New York. They pay for his...
And 800, it's over actually 1,000 towns and cities now, but the 100 largest cities are all sanctuary cities. And they won't even call ICE, and they won't cooperate with ICE. So there's the cop. They're saying, hey, you just robbed the whole building, hundreds of thousands of dollars. The cop says, hey, we just let somebody go that was a suspect of a double homicide. See how it works? But now the sheriff's department has raided there because the city wouldn't do its job. The police chief just yesterday said there are no Venezuelans doing anything bad. And the U.S. military is up in New York City helping the illegals. So it just continues on from there. Now let's move on to Dr. Phil with the DHS whistleblower, who gives a conservative number of 15 million illegals, laying out the facts. This is all admitted, but here it is.
Venezuela, by the way, has the lowest murder rate ever right now. What does that tell you?
Yeah, all the murderers are gone.
They're here.
Yeah. So is it true that they're emptying prisons? I mean, is this Cuba all over again?
This is not a hearsay. There was a memo by DHS last year admitting that, in fact, they knew that Venezuela's government was emptying their prison and rehabilitation centers or drug centers, releasing them on purpose because they knew with instructions to make, if you were going to get out, you're going to make your way to the U.S. That is not, we're not making that up. That's true. It was reported on, and DHS admitted that that was happening. And in fact, it has. El Tren de Aragua is heavily present in our country now.
Okay, so you're telling me that DHS has acknowledged that Venezuela, for example, is emptying their prisons and their rehabilitation centers with the understanding you get out if you leave here and go to the United States?
Yes.
And DHS has, in writing, said, we know that's happening. We know they're coming here. We're processing them in and have no idea where they are.
Correct.
How many people are we talking about?
Millions. And just Venezuela alone.
We're talking about in the last 2 or 3 years, we've had estimated how many people have come across the border.
My estimation, the official number, I think, is about to hit 10 million.
Yeah, it's about 10, 11 million.
Yeah,
that's the official.
But my personal opinion, I think we're about 15 to 18 million.
Okay. So, that's a very conservative number, 15, 18. It's about 25, actually. From our Border Patrol sources, but that guy hadn't been in a few years. So, here is a Venezuelan gang member. This is at a new apartment complex threatening to kill the property manager in Aurora, Colorado, after being accused of child prostitution, according to a new bombshell report. This is CBS News. And we have the video. And the police chief saying there's nothing happening. And the sheriff's department did the right thing. That's what we're always seeing. The sheriffs are the way to go. They're not perfect, but they're always better because cities can get away with anything. And they generally are run by leftists. And the sheriff's departments are actually in charge of the entire county. The city is within it. And if they don't do their job, the sheriff can go to the governor and say, I'm moving in there. And in emergencies, they have to respond anyways, which they did. And that's they put on their military gear and their body armor, and they went in there and arrested these rats. And if one of them raises a gun, kill them! Kill them! Kill them! Kill them! Send them a message to get out of this damn country. And thank God we've got our Second Amendment. Blow their asses off. I've had enough of this crap. And if you don't know about Guatemala and Central America, places like Venezuela and South America, or many areas of Brazil, Brazil's just like us. The cities are hellholes. The people are Christian, hardworking in the countryside. They're just like us. But it's been going on there a lot longer under communism most of the time. It's back and forth, and it's terrible. And they have street children that are just out there at age 10 under gangs' controls. They've been killing people since they're 11 or 12. They're in prison at 18, 20, and they're shipping them here. They're literally crapping all over us. I mean, you think the Cubans were a bad crime wave. That was a small percentage of them. And there were some bad criminals out of Cuba, but mainly they were just people the communists didn't like. This is, the Cubans in the 80s look like sweethearts compared to this. So, this is serious, folks. Here's the Venezuelan gang members threatening to kill the property manager. Here it is.
Says this is a picture of gang members breaking into a vacant apartment so they could move a Venezuelan family in and then collect rent. This is our business plan, one gang member told a housekeeper. If he, the property manager, doesn't like it, we'll fill him with bullets. The report authors called the gang's behavior brazen and further exhibits the suspected gang members' sense of comfort and control, consistent with their taking over the property and not fearing law enforcement or the property management. It was sent to Aurora officials on August 9th, with the investigators saying, "The evidence we have reviewed indicates that gang members are engaging in flagrant trespass violations, assaults and battery, human trafficking, sexual abuse of minors, unlawful firearms possession, extortion, and other criminal activities, often targeting vulnerable Venezuelan and other immigrant populations." According to the law firm's report, the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua has threatened to kill, and in certain instances has apparently actively attempted to kill, members of Whispering Pines Management. The report says a consultant for the property management company was severely beaten and stomped by gang members and was hospitalized. The alleged incident recorded by building cameras with screenshots attached to the letter. The report relies on a property manager who said that gang members allegedly stabbed a Whispering Pines resident for refusing to pay rent to the gang. He also told the investigators the takeover began last November. The report recounts that this summer, the gang approached the property manager and told him they would help him out in exchange for half of all the rent that he collected. The law firm that wrote the report called that an organized crime tactic. The gang members then allegedly took over vacant apartments.
All right, I'm going to stop right there. I've got a bunch more clips out of Dallas, out of Illinois, but I've got to get to the next news. Everybody knows about this now. So we want to be tomorrow's news today. We told you about this a year ago, specifically with the Venezuelans, but I'm going to move on now. Okay. Everybody ready? Overhead shot, please, right here. This is an exhaustive stack, but it's not a complete one. It was complete. We need an 18-wheeler of paperwork in here. Let me just start with the propaganda surrounding the shooting 2 days ago in North Georgia, north of Atlanta. And then we'll walk through the latest on that shooting, exactly as we predicted. And then we'll move into just a smattering of historical parallels to this. So, here's AP's headline yesterday. And they ran this for much of a day, looks like about 18 hours, and let Biden and Kamala Harris and all the Democrats run around and make speeches and put out tweets and statements. Did you hear J.D. Vance said he doesn't care about kids? He said it's just a fact of life that people get shot. And what he actually said is we've got to stop having it, I have the clip here, be a fact of life. So they reverse the meaning, deceptively put, just quote, fact of life. It'd be like if I said, we've got to stop the increase in murders. We can't just accept it as a fact of life. And they went, oh, Jones says murders are a fact of life. That's not like this. This is exactly what they did. So here's the screenshot of what they've now removed. They didn't even do a correction. They just removed it. J.D. Vance says school shootings are a fact of life, calls for better security. You can bet your bottom Benjamin or your bottom nickel or penny that at the debate Tuesday night, she's going to have this fake quote. Moving on. Here's what they replaced it with. J.D. Vance says he laments that school shootings are a fact of life and says the U.S. needs to harden security to prevent more carnage like the shooting last week that left four dead in Georgia. And look at how they're all on serotonin reuptake inhibitors, how they're on the antidepressants, how the feds always know, how there's always warnings, how they're always protected. Look at Uvalde. He said for years he was going to kill everybody. Look at Cruz in the Parkland shooting in Florida. He was called the school shooter for years. Always saying he was going to kill everybody. So continuing, the fact of life is the latest hoax being spread by Kamala and Tim Walz. Here's the full clip showing the correct context. We'll play that clip. In fact, you guys have an 8-second clip? Get me from Libs of TikTok the whole clip. But we have it. Yeah, let's go ahead and play the clip with context now.
First of all, what happened in Georgia is just an awful tragedy. And I know we've got a lot of parents and a lot of grandparents in this room. I mean, I cannot imagine, you know, little kids so excited to go back to school. God love them. And they're at their first week back from the summer, and an absolute barbarian decides to open fire and take their lives and also a couple teachers. I don't like this. I don't like to admit this. I don't like that this is a fact of life. But if you are a psycho and you want to make headlines, you realize that our schools are soft targets. And we have got to bolster security at our schools so that a person who's through the front door... We've got to bolster security so that if a psycho wants to walk through the front door and kill a bunch of children, they're not able to. And again, as a parent, do I want my kids' school to have additional security? No, of course I don't. I don't want my kids to go to school in a place where they feel like you've got to have additional security, but that is increasingly the reality that we live in.
Here's the problem, JD. They stood down for 76 minutes mere feet away from the shooter as he killed people in Uvalde. And in all the other cases, they had big warnings ahead of time, just like this newest one in Georgia. I'll show you those articles and clips. So again, you have the same MO, the same signature, the same profile at every level, and they're being protected. I'm going to show you a bunch of examples here in a moment. And this time, they thought there were 3-4 shooters, locals said. It might have just been one. We don't know. We get lied to so much. And that he's at one end of the school, another end of the school, and the police are there. There's quite a few police at the school, giant school complex, whole bunch of grades. And they just call and wait for backup because police slow roll everything now. They've been turned into, in many cases, social workers. So you could put 100 cops there. Hell, 100 or more responded to Uvalde until an off-duty Border Patrol guy stormed in and killed the guy. Or it might still be going on today. Hell, you know. Surprised the Democrats aren't like shipping kids in. And the shooter, you know, the Satanist, SSRI head, devil worshiper type. They just truck kids in and go, here's more to kill. You know? That's what they did, 76 minutes. Then, of course, Tim Walz, the communist, Tampon Tim, says this is pathetic. We can't quit our kids. They deserve better. He retweets Kamala Harris saying that J.D. Vance responds to deadly shooting in Georgia by saying school kids are just a fact of life. He said, I don't like the fact it's a fact of life. But that's how their lies work. Wow. Lies on top of lies on top of lies. This is a total lie that even the AP had to delete. Tim Walz's statement on Vance calling school shootings a fact of life. Got millions and millions of views on X alone. 2.5 million views, reposted everywhere, tens of millions of views conservatively. Isn't that interesting? Okay, now let's get into what happened in Georgia and beyond. Because those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Appalachian High School shooter on FBI radar for over a year. Campus threatened in phone calls that morning of the massacre. He reportedly told people for years he was planning to kill everybody. Turns out he's a big liberal, lefty, trendy. And the FBI did absolutely nothing. As usual, his father has been charged with murder. Georgia school shooting suspect on FBI radar since 2023 as possible threat after online remarks that he was going to shoot up the school. Remember the stand down in Butler, Pennsylvania? The shooter training at the law enforcement training facility? His phone IP addresses to the FBI headquarters. Here's the Georgia shooter suspect in custody, Colt Gray. They put out one of his baby pictures, not his new leftist picture. Of course, it turns out the female-to-male trans shooter hated Christians and wanted to kill children to hurt Jesus, but they told you that it was a right-winger did it for over a year. Father of accused Georgia shooter charged with 2 counts of second-degree murder, 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter, and 8 counts of cruelty to children, all directly connected with the actions of his son, allowing him to possess a weapon. Yeah, that's really bad. His son's going around wanting to kill everybody. Should have been a mental institution. Suspected Georgia shooter was on the FBI radar. He'd been planning school shootings. They received anonymous tips. Here's the dad. Breaking father, Appalachian High School shooter, arrested on multiple charges, including second-degree murder. Now, let's look at some of the past cases here. Buffalo shooting. Retired federal agent may have advanced notice about shooter's plans, report says. Fox News, he was friends with him and hanging out with him a lot before it for a year. Report that retired agent knew of Topps' plan has law enforcement cringing. I said 1 month before, I think they'll shoot up a black grocery store. It just comes to me. It's on record. Guys, pull up Alex Jones predicts white supremacist shoot up black grocery store. Report that retired agent knew of Topps' plan has law enforcement cringing. WKBW-TV. Authorities investigating retired federal agent knew of Buffalo mass shooting plans in advance. FBI were told Sandy Hook shooter threatened to kill mom. He was reportedly visited by the FBI and the CIA. FBI got earlier tip about Georgia Springs gay bar shooter. FBI knew of Colorado shooting suspect Aldrich Day before 2021 arrest. James Holmes was among elite in neuroscience. He's the Aurora shooter, the Batman shooter, the Joker shooter. James Holmes was among elite neuroscience before Aurora Theater Massacre in a secret DARPA-NASA program that his dad ran of machine brain cybernetic interface mind control. That's the Denver Post. Huge article. Told law enforcement he was under mind control. James Holmes recalls his state of mind before Colorado shooting. The Unabomber, the CIA and LSD, LA Times, Counterpunch, and others. MK Ultra. Theodore Kaczynski was MK Ultra. Death of the Unabomber returned spotlight to Harvard mind control. CIA. The shocking revelation of Ted Kaczynski's involvement in the CIA's sinister project MK Ultra. Daily Mail. MK Ultra program. Wikipedia. Pennsylvania gun club where would-be Trump assassin was member visited by FBI. Trump Shooters Gun Club defends its culture. Attempted Trump assassin Thomas Crooks trained at same gun range used by DHS. Thomas Crooks trained at shooting range where they did their main training for federal agencies. His GPS tracked back. Oh, and I forgot that part. They've got dozens of pings on the cell phone to a known FBI agent who just so happens to pop up around mass shooting. Crooks trained at shooting range where multiple federal agencies reported training, including DHS, visited Club 43 times, including holidays, since last year. Fox News. What led James Holmes into the Aurora Theater shooting? New book suggests answers aren't likely. James Holmes' family tied to DARPA and mind control work. Maine police alerted veiled threats from Robert Card weeks before mass shooting. The signals were all there. Why did no one step in to stop the Maine shooter? Same thing with Uvalde. FBI report provides details about the Lewiston shooter. Everyone feared the worst about Robert Card. No one stopped him. Remember the guy that shot up the Baptist church a few years ago that got stopped by citizens? Turned out he was in a Pentagon mind control program. They released him. Father of Georgia school shooting suspect is arrested. Colorado Batman shooting James Holmes fixated by altered states of mind in government mind control program. Why DARPA banned the first ever person shooter video game? And it just goes on. That's just a small number of these guys, Harrison Kleibold, tied to it all. And it just goes on and on and on and on. And guys, put my tweet up I sent you. Here, I'll pull up on my phone. I sent it to you at the start of the show. I wanted it printed. You probably gave it to me. But I'll just pull it up. Dun, dun, dun. At Real Alex Jones on the pings. I'll pull up the story on the pings. Okay, I'm on the Alex Jones channel, Real Alex Jones, and I'll be able to show you that. And here it is. So overhead shot, please. And it's right there for you on the site where we have the link to all of that information. Here is overhead shot, please. GPS data reveals FBI special agent previously linked to multiple other shooters was within 1,000 feet of Georgia school shooter Colt Gray at least 11 separate occasions over a 14-month period. This is not a coincidence, says the poster. I don't know. It might be. He was training at that law enforcement training facility. And, of course, all the same MO again with these other folks. I'm at Crooks there, not the Georgia guy. Okay. We're almost out of time. Hour number two is coming up. I've got all this other news I haven't even hit yet that I mentioned and so much more. And Robert Barnes is joining us on the whole new fake Russiagate they've launched. It's coming after the Independent Free Press. This is really a big deal. We'll be covering it. We've got the details now. I didn't cover yesterday because I needed time to really study it. I have now. That's coming up. Please remember, I need your support to stay on air. Now is the most critical time, plus their incredible products. Go to our sponsor that has all the nanosilver products, the Next Level Foundational Energy, the Kaba Chill, the Top Brain, which is a stimulant, incredible nootropic. It's all there at drjonesnaturals.com. You don't spell out doctor. It's just drjonesnaturals.com. And when you go to drjonesnaturals.com, you will get incredible products that will enrich your life. drjonesnaturals.com, and it will support the broadcast and make what we do possible here. And at the same time, it are absolutely amazing products, ladies and gentlemen. So, drjonesnaturals.com. We can't do it without you. All the nanosilver products and so much more at drjonesnaturals.com. We can't stay on there without your help. Plus, they're great products. Take action now. I'm counting on you. We'll be right back.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD
gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.